Welcome back once again to the weekly broadcast from Independence Baptist Church. We trust that you've been blessed so far this month with the messages about salvation and the fact that it is really Christ alone that saves. Now for today, we're going to move on to another topic, but one that is much needed in our day and times. The freedoms we have in this country are often overlooked or taken for granted, but as Christians, we need to remember that the Lord has done so much for us and for this country, and we need to follow Him and do His will. Because He will bless a country where His followers are obeying Him, worshiping Him, and seeking His face. So I would encourage those of you that are saved to listen closely to this message titled, How to Destroy a Christian Nation.
This morning, I'd like to speak on the subject, How to Destroy a Christian Nation. Today, folks, there is a great worldwide movement going on that is seeking to change what marriage is. From the very beginning of time, some 6,000 years ago, marriage is between a man and a woman. But today, Satan's influence is so great. There is pressure to change the definition of marriage from being between a man and a woman to being between two men or two women. Today, there are some nations that have even put their stamp of approval upon men marrying men, which is certainly an abomination before God. There is also a great effort to make the traditional marriage, that is of a man to a woman, to seem to be discriminating against these new marriages of men with men or women with women. There is also a great effort being put forth to stop any person from saying that men marrying men is wrong or that it's against the clear commandments of God. Today you think about what's going on in this world and the terrible consequences that are going to be faced because of this exceeding great wickedness. Folks, today the failure to keep marriage what God commanded it to be is the downfall of every nation. Now, I'm speaking about the ease of divorce. I'm speaking about people living together without the benefit of marriage. I'm speaking about believers marrying unbelievers. I'm speaking about the home being destroyed, or at the very least, being put in a position of low importance. When I say that the failure to keep marriage what God commanded it to be is the downfall of every nation, that may seem like a very brave statement or even a stupid statement to some. But it is a Bible statement. I trust that during this message you will be able to see what the Bible says concerning the downfall of the nation of Israel. I know that there are those folks that say that the defeat of a nation will be through greater weaponry or more firepower, more destructive capabilities. We can just blow them away. That is a way. But the Bible speaks of another way. The Bible speaks of destruction from within when the foundation is destroyed. Today, in the United States of America, and this will pretty much be worldwide, divorce is so prevalent that more than 50% of couples will divorce. Notice in the book of Matthew chapter 19, verse 8, Jesus said, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, I suffered you to put away your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so." Divorce is very prominent today. People just living together is very, very prominent today. And it's caused much destruction because when the moral fabric of the society breaks down, then we have great difficulty everywhere else. Notice in the book of Genesis chapter 6 in verse 1 and 2 that when God's children began to intermarry with unbelievers, that caused the flood of waters in the days of Noah. Notice Genesis chapter 6 in verse 1 and verse 2. "And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose." This statement of the Bible that the sons of God, they're saved people, and they begin to marry the daughters of men, and that's unbelievers. This was not according to God's plan. Do you see the little words there in verse 2, that they took them wives of all which they chose? They did not marry those who God chose for them. God destroyed the entire world with water because of interfaith marriage. Folks, no family, no nation can continue to stand for God's truth if they continue in interfaith marriage. Frankly, interfaith marriage started when Cain's wife left the place of worship and moved with him away from the place of God's blessings. Interfaith marriage continued and increased until Genesis chapter 6, some 1,656 years after creation, when the flood came upon the earth and destroyed all the human race except the 8 souls who were on the ark. Notice in the kingdom of Solomon, and Solomon was the wisest man who ever lived, the Bible says. And yet the Bible also says concerning his kingdom in the book of 1 Kings chapter 11 that Solomon had 700 wives and 300 concubines. And the Bible said that when Solomon was old, his wives drew him apart from the worship and the service of Almighty God. Solomon was not supposed to marry all those women, but he did. And it caused much difficulty. God wanted Israel to be a strong and a separated nation unto him. We find that in the book of Genesis chapter 24 and verse 3, that Abraham was very careful to get a wife for Isaac. The wife for Isaac was to come from believers, not from among the heathen. This may sound very, very narrow, but it is biblical. You see, parents should watch over their children, and parents should not only encourage their children to marry in the Lord, they should see that they do. The whole future of our nation and that particular family is certainly at stake. Genesis chapter 28 and verse 1, in this place Isaac, the son of Abraham, commands Jacob, his son, to take a wife from the believers, not from the unbelievers, as Esau did. Genesis chapter 26, verse 34 and 35, declares that the wives of Esau were a grief of mind to Isaac and Rebekah. Again, it may sound very, very narrow for believers to marry only believers, but this is what the Bible states. Notice in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 1 through 4, read this carefully. When the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land whither thou goest to possess it, and has cast out many nations before thee, the Hittites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, 7 nations greater and mightier than thou, and when the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them. Now notice in verse 3, neither shalt thou make marriages with them. Thy daughter thou shalt not give unto his son, nor his daughter shalt thou take unto thy son, for they will turn away thy son from following me, that they may serve other gods. So will the anger of the Lord be kindled against you and destroy thee suddenly. God's instruction to Israel concerning who they should marry, because the heathen will draw them away from God and his righteous life. Notice now, intermarrying, that is, saved people marrying lost people, will eventually cause the destruction of the entire nation of Israel. When the Israelites are turned away from God, they are removing themselves from the umbrella of protection which is linked to his eternal authority. Notice also in the book of Joshua 23 and verse 11 through verse 13, very strong statements indeed by Joshua, who is on his deathbed. Joshua at this point has no personal gain in what he is saying, but Israel has a great deal to gain if they will only heed this warning. Notice what Joshua instructs Israel concerning marriages in Joshua 23, verse 11 through 13. Joshua says, "Take good heed therefore unto yourselves, that you love the Lord your God. Else, if you do in any wise go back, and cleave unto the remnant of these nations, even these that remain among you, and shall make marriages with them, and go in unto them, and they to you. Know for a certainty," now listen, "know for a certainty that the Lord your God will no more drive out any of these nations from before you, but they shall be snares and traps unto you, and scourges in your sides, and thorns in your eyes, until ye perish from off this good land which the Lord your God hath given you." You see, there are repercussions when saved people marry lost people. There's repercussions in the family. And when the grassroot foundation begins to be destroyed, the nation will soon follow. The natural consequences of rebellion against God is the judgment of God. You see, because there's a failure to do that which is right until the entire nation does not do what is right. Do you see what is happening? This is happening in our nation today. All this controversy about what marriage is the result of God's children not taking marriage as seriously as they ought. Now, in this United States of America, we have many people just living together without the benefit of marriage. We have people just marrying whomsoever they will and divorcing at their own convenience. They're aborting their babies. They're committing adultery and fornication freely. And even worse than that, they're expecting all the rest of us to accept their wickedness and not say anything about it, and then getting aggravated or upset at us if we do declare what God has said. So there we are. Notice also that the difficulty that I'm speaking about is the difficulty with the children of God. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14, the Bible states this: "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land." I know this passage is talking to the nation of Israel, but I also know that it's talking to the people of God. Today, if you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, certainly you ought to dedicate yourself to obeying the precepts and the principles of the Word of God. And don't take anything for granted. And certainly today, do not fall into sin and do not do what the devil wants you to do. But obey the Lord Jesus Christ.
You know, it seems every year that our country gets further and further away from being a godly nation. And we as Christians sometimes want to point out everyone else as the root of this problem. But in reality, if we had been standing for what was right all along, our country wouldn't be in the condition it's in now. If more Christians would actually follow the commands of God and live a life that is glorifying and honoring to Him, then maybe we wouldn't have a generation that doesn't think about God or take His command seriously. And as Pastor Reynolds points out, are you handling marriage as a saved person should? If you're young and saved, are you dating lost people? Are you living before your lost friends in a way that points to God? And if you're saved and you're married, are you treating your spouse the way that you should? Are you taking your marriage seriously? Are you following God's commands about marriage? Now, before our time is up, we do once again want to invite you to attend services with us. You can find us at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri, and we'll be starting this morning at 10 a.m. with Sunday school. Now, you can also contact us, or to look up more information about us, you can go to our website at independencebaptist.org. We do want to thank you again for listening this morning, and Lord willing, we'll be joining you again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.